Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pray before I start. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. God, we ask that you would speak to all of us, Lord God. You give us ears to hear what you're saying, Lord God. We ask that you just move on tonight, Lord God, and that you would just help us to learn something new, Lord God. Help us to be open to whatever it is that you want us to grab hold of, Lord God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Today I will be talking about embrace. And I have been just praying over the last few weeks, and God just kept saying embrace. And when I looked it up, embrace means to accept or support a belief, theory, or change willingly and enthusiastically, with enthusiasm. And a lot of times when we get ready to embrace something, a lot of times we will run from it. When God's telling us to embrace something, it's something he's already called us to. It's something he's already told us about. And a lot of times we're fearful, or we've been told we can't do it, and so we're afraid. And sometimes it may be a few gifts he's given us, and we feel like we're not meeting the standard that we put in our mind. A lot of times we put our own standards or limitations on ourselves, and we think, oh, I don't know if I could do that. But if God called you, he will equip you. Amen? Amen. So the first scripture we're going to go to is James chapter 1, verse 21. James chapter 1, verse 21. It says, therefore, get rid of all moral filth and evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. A lot of times he's already given us the word. He's already spoken over us. He's already told us which way to go. But we haven't grabbed hold of it. We haven't allowed ourselves to be purged of all the distractions, all the doubt. So we can't see what he's telling us to grab hold of. We can't see all that he has for us because we're so weighed down by all these different things, but we need to get planted in God. We need to get in our word. We need to get on our face before him and allow him to continue to speak to us, allow him to give us a clear vision. A lot of times we're seeing and it's foggy or cloudy. It's hard for us to see, and so we're straining and we're trying to see, and we're like, God, I don't see how this is going to work. And he's saying, just let me clear things out of the way, and then you can see clearly. Then you can see clearly. If we just begin to humble ourselves and begin to seek him, then he'll show us which way to go. I like the part that it says, accept the word planted in you. So he spoke a word to us. And a lot of times we're like, I don't know if that was really God. Maybe that was me. Or maybe it's not time yet. I'm supposed to accept this. I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to be walking in this gifting, but maybe it's not time yet. And we're afraid. We shy away. And God, when he speaks a word to you and he gives you confirmation, you'll end up seeing it time and time again. You'll hear it, him telling you this. I remember before when God told me, Pastor Gail asked me to speak, and I was like, oh, man. And I was like, okay, I'm ready to accept it. I'll do it. And so I preached, and she said that was on time word. And then Marquise asked me to preach for something. And I was like, And God said, you did it before. Why can't you do it again? We shy away. We're afraid. Why? Because we speak doubt over ourselves. A lot of times we plant those fearful thoughts ourselves. Why? Because we feel like we don't measure up. Or we say, oh, I'm just praying. You know, God, you told me I have the gift of praying. I'm just praying. What is that? That's shaking the atmosphere. That's changing situations. That's changing the atmosphere that we're in. That's changing your mindset, your attitude. A lot of times I get to work and I might be frustrated. Something might happen. I'm like, man, I don't want to be here. But when I begin to pray, I begin to worship, it changes things around me. When there's chaos in the office and I'm like, okay, I'm trying to focus, but I can't focus, I begin to pray. And when I begin to pray, then things begin to happen around me. And when you really begin to embrace what God has called you to, then you can't help but to praise him, because it's like you got a breakthrough. When you're really, okay, you feel a weight lifted. When you really accept it and say, okay, God, I'm ready to go all out for you. I'm ready to accept it. I'm ready to pray. Who do you want me to pray for? You're so anxious. You're so excited. You can't help but to, okay, I'm going to pray for this person. And you just start praying. You can't help but to do what he has called you to do. When you're really ready and you're ready just to, okay, God, I'm giving you everything. Yes, it might be small to some people, but it's big in your eyes. It's big. And I see it. There's a song that's out. I can't think of what the song is called, but it's by Aaron Cole. And he said something in there. He said, your problems seem God-sized, but you can't see it through God's eyes. When we see something through God's eyes, it may be this small, but when we're seeing something, it seems really big to us. It seems, man, God, that's hard. I don't know how it's going to happen. And to us, it seems big and ginormous like God is. But when we begin to look through the lens that God has given us, man, that's nothing. God can handle that. It's not too hard for him. It's not too hard for him. The next scripture I want to go to is Ephesians 2 and verse 10. Ephesians 2, verse 10. It says, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. He already prepared for us to do it. But it's up to us to accept the calling and walk in it. It's up for us to say, okay, God, I'll do it. A lot of times we're saying, God, I'll go, send me. But then you're not, I'll go, but, oh, no, it seems too hard. I'll go next time, God. I'll do it next time. And we shy away a little bit, or we're a little scared. We say, God, send me. I want to see you do it, but we're scared. God said, sometimes you get stuck at a wall and you're waiting for that wall to break, but you haven't really submitted. You haven't really surrendered. You haven't really just said, God, I'm here. I'm available. I want you to use me. We want to be used by God, but we're stopping ourselves. We're taking 5 steps back, but you're, God, I'm available, but not that way, God. I want to go this way. But when we surrender and we embrace what he's given us, God, whatever way you want me to go, I know it's hard. I know it's difficult. Whatever you want me to do. I was praying and I was just seeking God. And God said, are you ready to embrace the call I've given you? And I said, okay, God, I'm ready to get out there. I'm ready. Okay. If you want me to preach, I'll preach. Then Iman asked me to speak at the event we had last weekend. And I was like, okay, God, I'm ready to do it. And when he asked me, Marquise reminded me, you know you're up to preach. Baby's old enough. You're good. You're supposed to be preaching. I'm like, okay. I'm ready to do it. Then he said, you know the conference is coming, right? I'm like, okay, God. Because why? I'm not going to say, oh, man. No, Marquise, I don't think I could. I'm not going to make any excuses. When you're ready to accept the call on your life, you have to stop putting excuses there. Because you're saying, God, I want breakthrough. I want increase. I want to go to that next level. But you're holding yourself back because you're making all these excuses. And we have to be willing and ready to say, okay, God, I'm ready to do those works you created in me. You prepared me already to do this, so I'm ready to accept that calling. I'm ready to take that step. Next scripture we're going to go to is Psalms 32 and verse 8. Psalm 32 and verse 8. It says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. A lot of times we think God will send us and we think we're all by ourselves. But God has already made the way plain to us. God has already prepared it. He's already set everything up. He said this and this is going to fall into place like this. And we're scared because we can't see it. But when we begin to accept what he said and just say, okay, God, I'll go, because you've already taught me, you already showed me which way to go, I'm ready to go. And he's watching us. He's there with us when we're going through. He's there with us. When he's molding us and shaping us, he's right there with us. He's right there with us. He's right there with us. He reminded me that sometimes we get broken. Sometimes we have to get broken in order for us to embrace what we have. Meaning we get weighed down, we may get distracted, we may get frustrated, but then it helps us get to a point where we're, okay, God, I need you right now. I'm ready just to, I need you. I just need a touch from you. I need a word from you. And when we begin to cry out to God and say, God, I just want to hear your voice, it gets us to a point where we're ready to receive, where we're hungry for him. Sometimes he'll allow us to go through some things so that we get hungry for him. We try and think of all the ways that we aren't qualified, but he reminds us of all the reasons we are. He said, I took you through this and this and this. Why? For this one time, for this purpose right here. He has to remind us of what we went through to remind us that we are qualified. We are qualified. We have to remember that if God be for us, who can be against us? Even though we feel like we're by ourselves, we're not. God's with us. He's there helping us through every test, every battle, every trial. Every trial. So as I began to just praise God and worship God, I remember the other week, I was just praying. So many different things was going on, and I was like, you know what? I need to get outside, and I need to pray. And I began to, I have a mommy room at work, which is wonderful. I go in there, and I pump and get the milk ready for the baby. But God said, just begin to worship me. Every time you come in this room, you are able to close that door. So you just worship and begin to pray. And I began to worship and pray. And one day, I couldn't help but to shout in there. And I just let go and just started jumping up and down and just praising God. And once I walked out there, I was like, man, whew, I couldn't help. I was just so excited. I was so full. Why? Because I let go and just really let God. When you focus on God and stop focusing on the stuff around you, things begin to happen. Things begin to happen. When you begin to say, okay, God, I'm going to really trust you. And I'm just going to worship you in spite of, worship you and praise you in spite of what's going on, in spite of what things may look like. Because to man's eye, we should be lost. We should be frustrated. We should be so angry. We should be so down. But with God, we can't help but to praise him. I can't help but to give him praise. Why? Because I have a testimony. Because he brought us from a long way. A lot of times he will remind me of what he brought me out of. Not to say, oh, I was living it up back there. No. I was lost and confused, and he got me out of that mess. He will remind you of where he brought you from. Not so you can dwell on how good you had it. No. But so that he can show you the mess you were in and how lost you were, and help you realize that he saved you. He saved us. I don't know about you, but I could have been dead a long time ago. But God saved me. He delivered me. The next scripture I'm going to go to is Deuteronomy 31. And I'm almost done.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
Deuteronomy chapter 31, we're going to start at verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel. Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land the Lord swore to your ancestors to give them. And you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Some of us need to read this all throughout the week. I am strong and I am courageous. I am strong and I am courageous. God's word just told me that, so I need to believe it. I am strong and I am courageous. I don't need to be afraid. I don't need to get discouraged. I am strong and I am courageous. We have to remember that God goes before us. God goes before us. So he made the way already for Joshua. He was there ready to do everything, but he had to encourage Joshua and let him know to be strong and courageous and not to be afraid, not to be terrified. A lot of times the battle seems so hard and seems so big, and we may say, God, I'm young. I don't know how I'm going to do this. He's saying, be strong. Be very courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Know that God is with you. It said, then Moses summoned Joshua. And he brought him in front of all of Israel to tell him what God had told him, that God's going to be with them, that God's never going to leave him. We have to remember that God's not going to leave us. No matter what test, no matter how big, how hard, how tough, no matter if we feel like we're alone, we're not alone. He's never going to leave us. So we have to begin to open our mouths and begin to call upon him. We have to begin to trust and know that God is right there with us. We have to be willing to embrace the call he's spoken on us. Be willing to do what it is that he commanded us to do. And know that he is with us. Know that as we continue to take one step, he's going to take two. As we begin to trust in him and lean on him, know that he's putting things into place. As we begin to just call upon his name and seek his face, he'll begin to change things around. We say we want to go deeper and we want to go get lost in his presence, but are you seeking him daily? Are you just getting lost in his presence, just worshiping him? We come on Sunday and we say, God, I want you to change me. I want you to do this. But what are you doing throughout the week? Are you reading? Are you praying? Are you just hungering and thirsting for more of him? Or are you being reminded, oh man, I was supposed to get in his presence this week? Just start with a verse a day and read that word and say, God, help me to understand something out of this one verse and help me to meditate on it all throughout the day. And then God, help me to set aside time just to worship you. Maybe it's a little bit of time right before you go to bed, reflecting on the day you had and how he brought you through. God, I didn't know what I was getting. I was so hungry. And you made a way. Someone brought me some food. God, I thank you. Why? Because his word says that he will provide for us. He'll make a way for us. God, I didn't know what I was going to do about this bill, but God, you brought the money in. God, I've been so frustrated at work, and God, shift things so now you're on a different team. Or God, move things so now you're working with more people that are ready just to be an impact in the business like you are. You know, an interesting thing happened is Nicole said that there's actually been some people at our job that's been praying, and they meet every Friday. And I was like, what? I was like, let me come to that group. I want to come. And so I'm excited because I'm going to try and go next Friday. Because I'm like, I want to see what it's about. Are they praying to the same God I'm praying to? And if that's the case, then let's bombard heaven about our leaders, about the people that are over us, because we need God to be in the place of business. And I got excited because I used to have two ladies that I used to pray with every morning. And we used to get so excited about praying, and then now they're both not there. But you know what? I have to continue to press forward and continue to be that light and continue to encourage people around me. We have to remember what God has spoken over us, and we have to embrace the calling. You may say, oh, maybe I heard him say pray. If that's the calling, that's the avenue he took you down, then begin to pray. Bombard heaven like never before. You say, oh, I don't know what to say. Just begin to talk to him. Just talk to him. And just cry out to him. And just let him know. Just begin to worship. Whatever it is that he's called you to, whatever it is that he's spoken in your life, embrace that. And just know that God has created you for a purpose, for a plan. And there's something powerful he wants to do in and through you. You have to remember that you are a light to those around you. There's people looking at you no matter where you go. And God's gonna allow you to be that light if you allow him to be. Once you embrace his word, embrace the calling he's placed upon you, he's going to begin to shake things around you. In your home, Jane, as you continue to worship, as you continue just to praise God, your children are going to be drawn to that. I'm a living testimony. When I got really dedicated my life when I was 16 and I began to live for God, I began to pray in my room, just pray. And as I began to pray, my stepfather, my mom, they said, man, we got to start praying. Something's going on, you know. We got to start praying for ourselves. And I just would get lost in God's presence every day. They would see me reading my word and praying and just seeking him. They're like, man, that's reminding us that we need to get back to what we're supposed to be doing. You don't know who's watching, how you're going to impact them, but continue to be a light. No matter where you go, what you're doing, continue to be that light. Embrace the calling God has placed upon you. God called you to worship, Michael. Begin to worship in your home like never before. Just begin to worship in your home like never before so you can have more peaceful nights, so you can have more rest than what you need. There's some things he wants to rearrange in your life, but he can't do that if you're holding him back, if you're not really embracing what he's called you to do. There's some things that are going to happen on your job, Tamron, once you begin to worship, once you begin to get lost in his presence, begin to open your mouth and worship. We're so afraid to open our mouth sometimes. And all it takes is us getting lost in God's presence and just saying, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. That'll shift the atmosphere around us. We want to go to that next level, but we can't be afraid. We can't be scared. We have to embrace what he's called us to and know that if he called us to it, he's going to see us through it. He's going to see us through it. So I encourage all of us to embrace the calling he's spoken over us and continue to walk in that. Continue to walk in it. Continue to walk in it. Lord God, I just thank you so much tonight for this opportunity to share your word. God, I thank you for how you spoke to me, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for just being with us, Lord God. We ask that you continue to help us to embrace the calling you've spoken over us. God, that we'll get lost in your presence. We'll do all that you called us to do, Lord God, where there's preaching, teaching, Lord God, sharing your word, Lord God, whether it's just us worshiping, Lord God, whatever the case may be, Lord God, that we will be broken vessels that you can work through, Lord God, that we will not harden our hearts no longer, but we'll open up and allow you to pour out your spirit upon us, Lord God. We'll allow you just to move in the atmosphere around us, whether we're at work, we're at home, we're with family, whatever the case may be, Lord God. We'll know that nothing is too hard for you, oh God, and there's nothing so small that you overlook it. But God, that we begin to see things with God's eyes, knowing that that problem, that situation is small and you can handle it. That we will not be afraid or discouraged, Lord God, but we will be strong, we'll be very courageous, Lord God. And we will not be afraid any longer, Lord God, but we'll trust in you, Lord God. We'll believe on you, Lord God. And we would know that with you, all things are possible, Lord God. God, we're believing in advance for breakthrough. We're believing for transformation. We're believing for walls and barriers to come tumbling down. We're believing for you to get all the praise and all the glory, oh God. God, we ask that you help us to embrace those things, Lord God. And as we're embracing the calling, Lord God, that we would just want your sweet embrace, Lord God. God, that we'll long to be in your presence, Lord God. We'll long to cry out to you, oh God. We'll long just to hear your voice, oh God. God, just to hear your voice, Lord God, that we will just seek your face more and more, oh God. We just thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We ask that you'll be with us tonight, Lord God, that we would just continue just to meditate on you, Lord God. We'll feed off of this word more and more on a daily basis, Lord God. We ask that you'll be with us as we go home, Lord God, that we get home safely, Lord God. We ask that you'll touch in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you right now. And we ask that you just be with us and help us to get here safely tomorrow as well, Lord God. We ask that you just draw some people in, Lord God. We just thank you right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So we do have the Taste of Christmas coming up. And we are going to start, you can start bringing items. We're going to, I don't want it just to be geared towards food. We're going to bring food, canned goods, different things for them to have a taste of Christmas. But also, if God lays it on your heart, to pick up some socks, pick up, you know, just different little items that we can be a blessing. I don't know what family yet. I'm still praying about it. I would love for it to be someone here in the community. But if God lays on our heart to bless someone that's not right here by the church, then we'll do that. But just continue to pray that God would reveal to me or the pastors who we want to bless. But that is coming up. It's a taste of Christmas, and we're going to start preparing early this year because we really want to be a blessing. And then also we have, are we going to the other church? What are the dates? Okay, so no church here in this location on Saturday. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we will be with Pastor Harris and his church. This next Saturday coming up, the 4th. Yep. And
we thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.